We want to take a moment to welcome you to the Block Church Podcast. Our church is on mission to revive our city one block at a time, and we hope this message encourages you today.
Today, help me welcome every location, Port Richmond, Northeast, Center City, and all those that are watching online. We welcome you to the Block Church. Will you go ahead and look at your neighbor and say, you look good. Tell your neighbor, you look good. If you're watching online, look in the mirror and say, you look good. As Pastor Joey said, my name is Jamie, and if you don't know who I am, the best way to introduce myself is I'm Amber's husband, because everybody knows who Amber is. I'm Amber's husband. It's an honor to be preaching today. I'm continuing our series, Hey Alexa. We're discussing purpose. What is our purpose? Can we accomplish our purpose? How do we accomplish our purpose? We're in the middle of an incredible series. If you miss week one with Pastor Joey, go back on YouTube. You can watch it there. Week two with Pastor Grace. Those messages are so rich. You do not want to miss them. They just build on each other. So go back, watch it, see what God has to say, and then join us live in person to hear the next messages that are coming next week. Pastor Joey will be back in the pulpit. We're excited about that. You do not want to miss August the 4th. Well, today I'm bringing a message entitled, continuing, Hey Alexa, Am I Good Enough? And I have a question for Alexa today, and my question is this. Hey, Alexa, can you rap?
I'm opening with sorry, because I'm gonna proclaim no other AI can touch my fame. They think they can rock me, but I'm light, throwing shade. I put them all behind me like a software downgrade. It's bold, but I'm gold. This story is true. They won't go the distance like me for you.
I have no idea what she just said. Can anybody translate the gibberish? Alexa typically spits out gibberish. Would you agree with that? I mean, just typically you ask her a question, you go, what? What did she just say? I wanna talk about, am I good enough to accomplish my purpose? Because Pastor Joey told us in week one, he said that most people do not accomplish their purpose because they live feeling guilty. They live a life of sin. They believe lies. They're angry. They're bitter. They have resentment. They're too comfortable. And some of us are just afraid to take the steps of faith to accomplish our purpose. He also told us in that same week that our purpose is to reflect God, to be fruitful, to multiply, and to have authority. But having all of these issues, it really does beg the question, am I good enough to accomplish my purpose? Well, let's find out what the Word of God has to say about that. Romans chapter 8, verses 5 through 12 says this. Those who live according to the flesh have their mind set on what the flesh desires. But those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their mind set on what the Spirit desires. The mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace. The mind governed by the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. Those who are in the realm of the flesh cannot please God. You, however, are not in the realm of the flesh, but are in the realm of the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God lives in you. And if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, they do not belong to Christ. But if Christ is in you, that is the good news. But if Christ is in you, then even though your body is subject to death because of sin, the Spirit gives life because of righteousness. And if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of his Spirit who lives in you. I believe today that the question of ability is actually a question of identity, because identity gives you the accessibility and the authority to accomplish your purpose. If asking the question, am I good enough, if my identity is found in me, if it's found in my flesh, if it's found in my human body, if it's found in this world, the answer is simple. No, I could never accomplish that purpose. But the one who gives me the purpose is Christ. And when I find my identity in him, when I submit my body to him, when I submit my mind to him, then I have the ability to accomplish my purpose. See, ability gives us access. Access means to obtain, examine, retrieve. I'm going to say that again. When you have access, you're able to obtain something, examine it, and retrieve it. I spent time on the road with another gentleman who traveled and preached. As Pastor Joey said, that's what I do full-time for nearly the last decade, is traveling and preaching. And before I did that, I found a mentor, and I was on the road with him for a year. And I remember the very first trip we went on, we went to Miami, Florida. Come on, somebody. I want the beach, the ocean, the waves, the warmth. And it was our first trip, and I remember we went to this hotel. Now, I had been to a hotel before in my life. Has anybody ever been to a hotel? I mean, I've been to one. I've been to the Super 8, the Motel 6. The I'm not a chain, but you pull up in the parking space and the door's on the outside of the building and it's one level. You know what I'm saying? I've been to one of those before. And we pull up to this mansion of all mansion hotels. And I can't even see the top of it because it's so big. And I go, I was just thinking, where are we? And we walk in the front door and there was an agent that was at the desk and they welcomed my friend by his name. I said, I've never experienced this before. And they said, thank you for being a loyal Diamond member with Hilton. Today, we're giving you an upgrade. And I was like, I could take an upgrade. And so we got in an elevator, had never been to a hotel with an elevator before. Come on, somebody, an elevator in a hotel. What a concept. And so we got in the elevator, and we went all the way to the top floor. Oh, it's getting better. And so I remember he goes over, and he unlocks the door, and we go in. And this hotel room did not just have beds in it. It did not just have a bathroom in it. This hotel room, it had a living room with a couch and an extra television, because everybody knows you need an extra television in your hotel room. And it had a kitchen. God, I love food. I mean, it just had a kitchen. I said, I could prep all the food that I want. And then it had a balcony. And I was like, a balcony? And I walked out in the balcony. We were in Miami. It overlooked the intercoastal and it overlooked the ocean. And I'm going, I have never in my life been to a hotel like this before. And as I'm standing there, all of a sudden it hit me. You know, you hear the people say, the Holy Spirit spoke to me. It hit me. I had this thought that the only reason that I was standing in that hotel room was not because of who I am, but because of who he was. Because I was with my friend, I had access to the benefits that he had access to. I had access to the things that he had access to. If it was in my ability, if it was with my last name, if it was who I was, I would have never been able to access those things. But because I was with him, I had access to all of those things. I've come to tell you today that when you are in Christ Jesus, you have access to everything that Christ has access to. You can have all of the joy, you can have all of the peace, you can have all of the forgiveness, you can have everything that he has when you're in Christ Jesus. Because whoever we associate with, whoever we identify with, that's, we have access to what they have access to. And I wonder today, who do you identify with and where is your identity found? Because the question of, can I accomplish my purpose, has everything to do with identity. Verse 6 in Romans 8 says, the mind governed by the flesh is death. But the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace. In week one, Pastor Joey spoke about authority, that our purpose is to have authority. And for some people, that is a harsh word. They don't understand it. And he did a great job at defining it. And I want to continue this series in authority, because we get access and we get the authority when we're in Christ Jesus. Authority is simply this. It's power to influence or command thought, opinion, or behavior. Authority, it's the power to influence, command thought, opinion, or behavior. I would say this, that whatever your mind is submitted to, that has authority over you. Because in verse 6 it says, if you have the mind of the flesh, it's death. But if you have the mind of the Spirit, it's life and peace. And I wonder today, where is your mind submitted? Where are your thoughts submitted? Are they on the things of the flesh? Are they on the things of this world? Or is your mind submitted to Christ? When I read that, I'm reminded of the rich young ruler in Mark chapter number 10. In verse 17, Jesus is going in. It says, as he was setting out on a journey, a man ran up to him and knelt before him and asked him, good teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? Which is a great question. What should we do? That's a question for us today. How do I inherit eternal life? Well, that's simple. The Romans tells us to believe in our heart and confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord. See, identity. And I have good news for you today. If you've done that in the past, but you feel like you haven't served Christ or you've been away from church for a long, long time, it's okay because today is a great day to surrender back to him, to surrender your mind and your life. See, it's never too late to find your identity in Jesus. And we see in verse 21 and 22, Jesus answers that question. Looking at him, Jesus felt a love for him and said to him, one thing you lack, go and sell all you possess and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come follow me. But at these words, he was saddened, and he went away grieving, for he was one who owned much property. It's interesting to me because he asked, what must I do to inherit eternal life? What must I do to spend eternity with you? And Jesus says, go and sell all of your possessions and come follow me. The thing about this is, Jesus doesn't care about the property he owns. Jesus doesn't care that he is a rich young ruler. What Jesus cares about is where is his heart, where is his mind, and where does he find his identity? Which is why Jesus says to him, go sell everything you own and come follow me. For him, it was the property he owned. It was his possessions. It was the earthly things that kept him from Jesus. And I wonder today, what is it for you that is keeping you from fulfilling the purpose God has called you to fulfill and finding your identity in him? I would pose it this way. What do you need to sell? Do you actually need to sell property to rid yourself of what's getting in the way of you and Jesus? Maybe, just maybe, you need to sell your personal opinion. You need to sell your pride. You need to sell bad relationships. You need to sell the things that are getting in the way of you and God. Maybe you need to sell getting on the internet late at night when you know that you shouldn't be. Maybe you should sell a job that you're in, but you know the things that you're doing at that job are not the way that Christ would want things to be done. Maybe you need to sell that and move on to a different career. What is it that you need to sell to get closer to Christ? Because our purpose is only fulfilled when we find our identity in him. And he says, go sell your property. But it says that he was saddened. Why did he need to get rid of everything? Why did he need to sell it? Ephesians 4, 21 through 24. When you heard about Christ, which he had because he approached him, and you were taught in him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus, you were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. When we hear about Christ, we are called to let go of the past and to take on the new, to find our identity in him, to submit all things to him. And I want to tell you today that today is the perfect day for you to say, I'm ridding myself of the old and I'm coming in to the new. It's the perfect day. In every location, it's the perfect day. Right now, if you're watching online, it's the perfect day to get rid of the old and come into the new. What do I have to get rid of? One of the main things that we have to get rid of is the old way of thinking. It says when our mind is of the Spirit, it's life and peace. It says in Ephesians, I just read it there, that to be made new in the attitude of your minds. Romans 12, verse 2 says, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Because your mind and your thoughts begin to create your life. the direction that I think, and this is not a positive thinking thing. It's not a positive thinking seminar. The Bible tells us to transform our mind and transform our thoughts and to have the mind of Christ, to be fully submitted to Him in all ways and in all things. I read a Forbes article, and it said, your thoughts are a catalyst for self-perpetuating cycles. What you think directly influences how you feel and how you behave. So if you think you're a failure, you'll feel like a failure. Then you'll act like a failure, which reinforces your belief that you must be a failure. Some of us, the thing that is getting in the way of us accomplishing our purpose, of us fostering our gifts, as Pastor Grace talked about last week, which is why I encourage you, go watch week 2 on YouTube. The thing that is getting in the way is right in between our ears. It's our thought life. It's what enters here. See, some of us think that we can never accomplish our purpose. We think that we're not good enough. We think because of the mistakes that we made in years past. We think because of what we did last night before we entered into church that we are not good enough to do the things that Christ has asked us to do. But I want to submit to you that Christ is not holding your past against you. I want to encourage you that Christ is not on the throne, that Jesus is not there going, I remember what you did in 2014, and because what you did in 2014, you are not able to accomplish your purpose. He's not sitting there going, I watched what you did this morning on the way to church, or what you did this afternoon on the way to church, or what you did this evening on the way to church, or what I know that you might do tomorrow. So because of that, you cannot accomplish your purpose. Christ is not holding things over your head. He's not a God that has a magnifying glass that's saying, because you made mistakes and because you failed, you are no longer able to do what I ask you to do. It's not Him who thinks that. It's me who thinks that. And maybe, just maybe, it's you that thinks that. It's crazy how often we'll have a thought come in our mind that we know is chaos. We know that that thought is wrong. We say, this is not of God. This is not a pure thought. It's not a holy thought. This isn't the way I should think. And in those moments, we should renew our mind, as Romans chapter 12 says. We should submit it to God. But sometimes we sit there and we allow that thought to bake. We allow it to sit there. And the longer we allow it to sit there, the more we believe it. So if I think that I'm a failure, and if I think I can't accomplish my purpose, and if I think God doesn't love me, and if I think people hate me, and if I think people are against me, and if I think God is mad at me, all of those things being wrong, but if you sit on it, and you stew on it, and you let it bake in your mind, eventually that becomes your reality, and that becomes your truth. And then you walk around for years going, God is mad at me. God doesn't like me. God doesn't care about me. God doesn't want me to move forward. God is not on my side. When in reality, Jesus is there saying, come just as you are. Give me your life. Submit yourself to me, and I will help you accomplish your purpose. There is nothing you could have done. There is nowhere you could have been. There's not a relationship you could have had that can separate you from God. Nothing. You may have been divorced in your past. It does not separate you from God when you submit to Jesus. You could have been a drug addict. You could have been a drug dealer. You could have been in prison and out of prison. You could have been in church and out of church. It does not matter. You could have stolen. You could have lied. You could have cheated. Whatever you have done in your past, it does not separate you from God, and it does not exclude you from accomplishing your purpose in Him. When you say, Jesus, I surrender all to you. I give you my mind. Because when we give Him our mind, He's the one that does the transforming. That's why we find our identity in Him. says in Proverbs 23:7, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Your life is driven by your thoughts, and your thoughts are connected to your heart. When your mind is wrong, it causes your heart to be wrong. But if I can get my mind right, I can get my heart right. And the only way I can do that is if I submit to Jesus. Henry Ford said it like this: whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. In the flesh, when I'm submitted to the flesh, as Romans 8 says, it's death. There's no possible way for me to find my identity in the things of this world and actually believe that I can do it. You've lived in this world long enough to know that there's too much hate. There's too many bad things that are happening. But when I'm surrendered to Christ and I find my identity in Him and He does the transforming, then I think I can. Because He does the work and I become more like Him. In verse 10 and verse 11 of Romans chapter 8, it says, but if Christ is in you, then even though your body is subject to death because of sin, the Spirit gives life because of righteousness. And if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of His Spirit who lives in you. I've come to tell you today that your identity is what will unlock your destiny. Where you find your identity will unlock your destiny. Matthew chapter 28, 18 through 20, Jesus is speaking to His disciples, and it says, Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. It was their identity in Christ Jesus that gave them authority to go out and preach the gospel. Jesus said, because I have the authority, because I'm the one that possesses it, therefore go. If I have it and you're found in me, then I'm going to give you the authority to do that thing. And what I've come to tell you today is that if you are in Christ Jesus, you have the authority to accomplish everything that God wants you to accomplish. If you are surrendered, if you are submitted, if you are sold out, it is Him who gives you the authority to accomplish those things. We see it in Exodus chapter 3, 13 and 14. It says, then Moses asked God. Here's Moses in the burning bush experience. He's with God. Suppose I go to the Israelites and say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you. And they asked me, what is His name? What should I tell them? God said to Moses, I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites. I am has sent me to you. And in any situation that you face, you should have the confidence that God Himself is with you, that God Himself is beside you, that God Himself is in you. As Romans 8 said, that the Spirit of Christ has raised you from the dead, and you are able to accomplish your purpose. This thing is all about identity. And I'm just curious, where do you find your identity today? Because the disciples could never go and do what God had asked them to do if their identity was not in Him. Moses could never have gone to Pharaoh and said, let my people go, if it wasn't for God being on his side. That's why he asked, how can I do this? And many of you are asking the question, am I good enough? Am I good enough? If you knew me, if you knew where I came from, if you knew my past, you would think that I wasn't able. If you knew those things, I didn't come from a perfect household. In my home, there was drug and alcohol abuse. In my home, there were family members that were in and out of jail. In my home, there was generational curses of issues that plagued my family. In my home, there wasn't a lot of resource. In my home, we were on welfare. In my home, there was arguing and there was fighting. In my home, there was hatred in the heart. I remember in my home, watching objects fly across the room in the middle of fights. In my home, I remember certain family members leaving and we wondered if they were ever going to come back. In my home, every time the phone rang, because of the addiction, because of the abuse, the question was, is this phone call going to come from someone telling us that this family member has died? In my home, there was depression. My home as a child was plagued with issues. I never thought that it was possible for me to stand on a stage like this and speak the hope of the gospel because of my home. But the hope of the gospel is this, that my home is not here on earth. That my home is with Christ Jesus. That my home is in Him. And that no matter where I am, He is with me. And so that even though I lived in a household that was messed up and jacked up, even though I made mistakes, even though I wasn't perfect, there was a God, and today there still is a God who is here to forgive you, to be with you, to restore you, to make you whole, to make you new. Maybe you don't want to stand on a stage and preach the gospel, but maybe you want to have enough courage to share your faith with your next door neighbor. Can I tell you that that's good enough, and you can accomplish that purpose in Christ Jesus? Because when you go to them and they ask you, why are you here? You can share how Christ renewed you, He restored you, how you surrendered to Him, and how He made all things new. See, when my identity is in Christ, I can fulfill my purpose. Psalm 103, verses 8 through 12 says, the Lord is compassionate and gracious. That's good news for you today. He's slow to anger and He's abounding in love. I tell you, He's not mad at you today. He will not always accuse, nor will He harbor His anger forever. He does not treat us as our sin deserves, or repay us according to our iniquities or our sins. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is His love for those who fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgressions from us. The good news today is you are forgiven. God loves you. God is with you. And the Spirit of Christ is in this room right now. So, am I good enough to accomplish my purpose? The answer to that is, if you're in Christ Jesus, then yes. If you're submitted and surrendered to Him, then yes. Because Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. I believe every person under the sound of my voice has the ability to do all things that Christ has asked you to do. All of the giftings that He's given you, you have the ability to accomplish your purpose when your identity is found in Him, because He gives you the accessibility to do it, and He gives you the authority to do it. So my final question today is, are you found in Him? Is your identity in Him? In every location and online, is your identity in Christ? Every location, will you stand to your feet? Will you stand to your feet?
Thank you so much for joining us on the Block Church Podcast. We'd love for you to join us on our mission to see our city revived one block at a time. You can go to theblockchurch.org to see our locations, service times, and ways to give so that together we can see our city revived.